what we'll be doing, we're not going to be touching just yet. Okay? No touching. So what I want you to do is start playing with your boobs. Start rubbing your boobs. Start build that momentum up. Just play around with it. No touching. No touching your pussy. Just want you to slowly just play around with your boobs. Now, I want you to start playing with your nipples. I absolutely love doing this. This is so awesome. This is quite a turn on for me. Don't know about you guys. But I hope you guys are following my lead. It's nice to have some fun with ladies that will follow my instructions as well. So just play with those nipples till they're nice and firm and erect. Mine gets erect quite quick, so. But I absolutely just love playing with them. Just pinch those nipples a bit. Pinch them. Just do whatever you feel like. Whatever is comfortable for you. I love pinching my nipples. I love degrading myself, so I love causing pain for myself, so. But do whatever you feel comfortable. If you just want to play around with your boobs, you can do that. Or you can pinch your nipples. Or play around with them, however you like. Now what I'd want you to do is rub the inside of your thighs. Build up that momentum. Just rub that inside of those tights. Slowly, just rub them. Have some fun with it and just rub it. We're here to tease ourselves, girls. So, we're going to be teasing a bit until we reach that climax and start coming, having that wonderful orgasm. So what I want you to do now is slowly rubbing those pussy lips of yours. Slowly. Make yourself nice and horny before you even start having some fun, real fun. What I want you to do is with one finger, you can slowly, gently touch the clit of yours. You should barely feel it. Just gently. Stroke it. Like I said, we're going to tease ourselves, have some fun. Just gently stroke it, you should barely feel it. Now what I want you to do is take that finger and put some pressure on that clit. Stroke it around. You can go in circles if you like. Whatever is comfortable for you. I like going in circles. I just love the way it feels. That finger on that pussy. Now what I want you to do is take your hands and spread those pussy lips of yours. As wide as you can and start rubbing that clit with one finger while your pussy lips are spread wide open. Now Now it's time to get that pussy moist. So I want you to put your fingers in your mouth. Grab some spit. And slowly start moisturizing the inside of your vagina or your pussy lips. Just start moisturizing it. Do it a few times just to get it nice and wet. Because that's how we like it, don't we, girls? You can make it as wet as you want. Just stroke that pussy of yours. Make it wet and moist. Just rub it, your clit and that hole. Now what I want you to do, now that it's nice and moist, just rub it for a minute or so. Two fingers between that glit of yours, up and down. Doesn't that feel good? Are you dripping yet? I hope you are. Now what I want you to do is take your finger and just insert the tip of your finger in that hole of yours. Slowly stroke. Just rub it slowly. Isn't that nice? I think it's so much fun. Oh, that feels so good, don't you think? Why don't you just use two fingers? Also just the tip of your fingers and insert it inside your pussy. Slowly. Just rub the inside of your pussy. Oh, that feels so good. You can start playing with your boobs again if you like. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, playing with your boobs or pinching the nipples of yours. Oh, that feels so good. I'm already getting so wet. Now what we're going to do is you're going to take your two fingers and you're going to insert it in that pussy of yours as deep as you can. Let's see if we can try to reach that G-spot of yours. Enjoy it. Try to reach that G-spot. I've got long fingers, so it's easy reachable. But if you don't, you can do whatever you feel like, whatever makes you comfortable. Just rub the inside of your pussy. Play with your boobs while you do that. I don't know about you guys, but I'm already starting to get wet. What I want you to do now is to moist your vagina again. Just moist it, get nice and wet. Rub it with your clit between your two fingers. Slowly rub it and make it even more moist. That feels so good. Oh yeah. I don't know if you guys have a vibrator. I don't have a pussy vibrator, but I've got a anal vibrator. But if you do have a vibrator, a normal pussy vibrator, I don't have a pussy vibrator yet. So, what I want you to do is, I don't know how many settings you guys have, but I've got 3 settings. So, before we turn it on, I want you to grab your vibrator. And what you're going to do is, you're going to lift that pussy of yours up. And you're just going to slowly stroke it with your vibrator on that glit of yours. Slowly, before you even turn it on. Just slowly stroke it. Then I want you to go in circles. That feels so good. Just slowly in circles. Then I want you to go a little bit faster. Ain't that good? Now, girls, I hope you're ready. I want you to turn on whatever vibrator you have on your first setting. Now what we're going to do is, we're going to slowly put it on that glit of yours. Like tap it, just tap it the whole time. Tease yourself, girl, tease yourself. Just slowly tap it a bit. Tap that glit. I want you to go in circles on your glit. You can do whatever makes you feel comfortable. But if you can, go slowly. Put pressure on that vibrator on your door, on your hair. Put pressure on that pussy of yours with your vibrator. Going slowly in circles. Building up that tension. Now what I want you to do is spread those pussy lips of yours. Spread them. And put the vibrator just on the tip of that clit of yours. But keep it there. Let's see how long you can hold on the lowest setting. You can go in circles if you like. Spread those lips. Tease yourself. Build up that momentum. I don't want you to come just yet. There's still a lot to do, a lot of fun. No, I just want you to keep it there on the lowest setting. See how far you can go, how long you can hold. Okay, let's take a break. Now what I want you to do again is play with that vagina. Play with that pussy of yours. Moisturize it again. Just rub your fingers in between that lips of yours. Your glit must be in between those fingers of yours. Just rub it. Make it nice and moist. Just rub it a bit. Now this time, I want you to go in your second setting. But now what you're gonna do is, you're gonna insert one finger in that pussy of yours while having your vibrator on your glit. Keep it there, pressurize it while sticking your finger in that pussy of yours. If you want, you can use two fingers as well. Stick it in that hole. Oh, that feels so good. Now just keep that vibrator on your glit. Go in circles if you like. Build up that momentum. Or you can just keep it there, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Or you can go up and down. Whatever you feel like doing. Don't you come just yet. Now girls, I want you to go in your higher setting. I think it's time for us to come, don't you think? Go in the higher setting. Now just stroke your vibrator between those pussy lips of yours. Slowly. Slowly. Up and down between your pussy lips. Now I want you to stroke, go in circles again on your glit, very slowly, very, very, very slowly. Play with your boobs a bit. Girls, now I want you to hold your vibrator on your glutes. Let's see how long you can last. Until you come, I want you to come with me, okay? Oh, fuck. I want you to come with me. Oh. amazing. It's probably so sensitive right now, your glit. I might have come quick, but that was such so, so great. I want you to flick that glit of yours. That sensitive glit of yours. Rub it there. Probably so nice and wet right now. Because I am. Thanks so much, girls. That was so much fun. I had a great time having fun with you.